Yeah, my ancestors are interesting. Somehow they went to Scotland, and then they, well, whatever the religious persecution forced them to Ireland, and then, one of them became a ship hand, and until he, well, maybe they got shanghaied or whatever they call it. But anyhow, he jumped ship when he arrived in Boston, which is kind of interesting. And so he changed his name because he didn't want to get recaptured.
Oh, interesting. Really interesting. Yeah, there's a tribe of Native American, was a Native American tribe back in Rhode Island called the Narragansett Indians. And when you said jump ship, it recalled that tribe. So a majority of the tribe, they are black. And what had happened back then when the slave ships would come in, the slaves would jump ship and swim in, and the Indians would take them in. And they were really intrigued by their black color. And they took in a lot of the black slaves. So that whole tribe of Narragansett Indians they have a lot of black features. It's interesting. But jumping ship leads to a lot of odd things, I guess.
Yeah, you know, somehow the story was is that you sign on over, well, he would have signed on over in Ireland or Scotland or England or somewhere, and you sign on for several years, and that's not necessarily a really lucrative thing. You're basically a ship hand. You're not the highest class society.
No, I agree with you. And some of those ships are pretty rough to be on, depending on the size of the ship. And you can see why all that stuff led to piracy, I guess. Maybe that's a way to look at it.